Look with me beginning at verse 26. And he made from one man every nation. Now get that. This is a needed word for us. Turn on the news. Everybody is confused about ethnicity. Everybody is looking around and making judgments based on the color of one's skin. Let me give you Christian theology. He made from one man. There's one common ancestor. It started with one human being, and then we're here. In other words, biblically, there's only one race. The new heavens, new earth, it's the gathering together from every tribe and tongue and nation, one new man, the church. There is one race in heaven, the redeemed of God, transformed by Jesus Christ. Every one of us trace our ancestors back to one man named Adam. We are all from the same bloodline, ultimately. And we are all sinners in Adam. And we can only know salvation in Jesus Christ. Any sort of form of racism is as anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-gospel as you can be in this world. As you can be. I had somebody say to me one time, well, I just think you ought to stay with your own kind. I said, well, it's a good news that you do, because your kind is the fallen seed of Adam. Had another man tell me, well, even bluebirds and blackbirds know to stay with their own kind. I say, if I ever meet any birds, I'll tell them that. You are not a bird. Repent. You see, he tells us here, because it's not just here in America today. It's not just in Jim Crow America in the 1960s. Racism is a foundational sin, because all people in regions of the world who make God up for themselves begin creating a God that makes their regional identity, their ethnicity, their place in the world superior to the others, because they get their identity from that. That happened in Athens, that happens here, and it's called a place full of idols. Jesus Christ is the one who comes and crushes that idol. You cannot be a racist Christian. If you want to be with your own kind, they call that place hell.